Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Ginny and Adam on Rise Up, taking you through to 9 o'clock on this jam-packed Wednesday.
Now, we have in studio, live, in studio sitting next to me, a very beautiful lady. She was on MKR back in 2011. She also one of the hosts on Coxie's Big Break, taking you around the country and the world one day. If your supplementaries aren't 18 and 23, you may have seen her hosting the Lotto a few times.
Oh, very clever.
And she's also in Melbourne later in December for the fireworks spectacular at the end of the year. She's one of the roaming reporters. Go nuts for the beautiful Lee Jen.
Hey, Lee, what's cracking?
Thank you for that really long intro.
We try to be as creative as possible.
Thank you. I haven't been in the studio since my MKR days.
Oh, really?
It's true.
And I just recognised you literally 30 seconds ago.
That is true. You should have done your homework.
I should, because you had different hair back then. So I just had envisioned this girl with shorter, spiky hair. I'm like, oh, and then it just clicked like, oh, it's the same girl, but now she has longer hair.
Yeah, and now I look like Sophia.
Yeah, so how is Dancing with the Stars going?
I don't know. I've only been on it presenting the Lotto, really.
That was you in the news break. Got it. Right. Now, well, you have changed a lot. You have come a long way. MKR was a couple of years ago. Do you think Manu saw you now? You go, oh, yes, I know who this lady is.
Yeah, I do. I see Manu quite a bit. Just, you know, when he's in Melbourne doing his thing, and it's always very amicable. He's, you know, such a lovely guy. How could you not love Manu? Congratulations, Manu, if you're listening on the new, you know, wedding announcements.
Is it Manu or Manu?
Oh, good question.
Because I always got confused with that.
I don't know. I call him Manu.
Manu.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see if
sounds
we can get an invite
sexier.
to his wedding.
And good luck with that. Good luck with that, I'm going to say.
Now, you're one of the presenters these days on Coxie's Big Break.
Coxie, yes.
You're travelling the world or Australia
well,
at the moment?
Travelling, yeah, I have travelled a little bit in Australia. Coxie and I recently went to the Northern Territory. And we had a bit of fun in Alice Springs, caused some, you know, trouble.
Some mischief.
Good. So, but Coxie gets to go overseas. Reese, Sherry and I, we get to go to places like Phillip Island and, you know, Pakenham.
Oh, wow.
Nothing against Pakenham.
What's at Pakenham these days?
I don't know. I think Reese did that story.
And I've got to say, like, transitioning from, like, being a reality TV star person per se to, like, a host, was that a big transition for you?
Ooh. No, it was actually quite a natural progression. It felt quite organic. Having said that, though, this reality show, My Kitchen Rules, actually literally changed my life. So it was an eye-opener. And I never knew that I wanted to be a TV presenter until the moment they offered me a job. And then I was like, oh, maybe I do want to do this.
So thank you. I'll take it.
Yes.
We got more coming up from Lee Chan. This is Joy 94.9 Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam.
Joy 94.9.
Big news is that it's been confirmed that for the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Oh, I'm so excited.
What's happening?
So this is my first year hosting New Year's Eve for Channel 7 in Melbourne. So I'll be doing it with the Coxie's crew and I'll be their live roving reporter. I'll be at King's Domain. So if you're not doing anything or if you are doing something, plan it at King's Domain and I might interview you.
Can I ask you, Lee?
Yeah.
Being New Year's Eve, you know, it's a night people like to spend with their loved ones or going to a party, drinking champagne. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're working on New Year's Eve, it's still pretty cool, eh?
It's pretty cool. And, you know, the Coxie crew, they're my second family. So it's okay. It's not too bad because we'll have fun with it.
It's like spending time with your family.
A little bit.
It kind of has to be because you spend, like, what, 18 out of the 24 hours a day with this family. So they kind of, you have to adopt them.
You'd actually be surprised. We don't spend that much time together. Wow. We do our stories separately. So when we do get a chance to get together and do a story, we actually get into a bit of trouble because no one gets any work done. All we want to do is play and all we want to do is chat. So
there's
our producers...
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. That's what me and Adam do every day.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
But the producers think otherwise, yeah. Yes,
the producers need a story and we're giving it to them.
We have to speak to our producer. We need more fun in our studio.
Absolutely. More laughter. That's why we have decaf. We've been sentenced to decaf, Adam and I, going, no caffeinated coffee for you.
Yeah, I think last week we had coffee and boy, did we go off.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, besides that, besides everything that's going on, you're still very much into the food scene?
Oh, I love food. I don't know if I could ever not be in love with food.
You and I must be twins because...
Yeah, well, how can you not love food? It brings people together. It's, you know, a sharing moment. It's some of my favourite moments, I reckon, are around a dining table or not, yeah. Just with food in my hand. My housemate we have these Sunday sessions, and it's not like anybody else's Sunday sessions. We go to the market and we buy whatever we want to eat. So it'll be anything from oysters, prawns to, you know, a beef brisket, and we'll just have this whole day cooking and eating food and watching Disney movies.
I'm sorry, what's your address again?
Disney movies.
You're invited.
You had me at Disney movies.
See?
What Disney movies? Lion
All
King?
Of them. All of them. All the old movie. Classics. Cinderella, oh. Sleeping Beauty.
Our girlfriend's going to have a summer party soon. Invite us over. You invite us, Lee Chan. So, Lee, you know, you've been TV hosting and obviously it's long hours in a day. What do you do to unwind other than eat on Sunday slumber parties?
This is probably not what people do to unwind, but I cook.
Oh, wow.
I cook. I do. For me, that's unwinding because it's, for me, the method of, well, you know, getting everything together and organising everything, going shopping, that's sort of a little bit rejuvenating for me.
So we should.
Is that a bit silly?
No.
Not at all.
I feel it's a bit.
It probably
silly.
Brings a bit of normality back into your life. I'm assuming.
Yes, it does.
It grounds you.
Sounds a lot better. My mum plays with her iPhone to unwind. Every time I go over there, I just hear bingo, bingo, bingo. I'm like, oh my goodness. Really, mum? Really?
Oh, what did we do without iPhones?
Oh, well, Lee, look, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
If you want to follow Lee on Twitter, you can add her at Lee Y Chen. Are you on? You have a Facebook page as well?
I sure do. It's just / Lee Chan Oz, AUS.
And your website is leechan.com, is that correct?
.com.au.
And you can catch her down at the King's Domain this New Year's
Yes,
Eve.
Yes, come say hello.
And
come say hello
Disney
and get
movie.
On camera.
We'll have to go down there and, you know, be like the video bomber in the background and, you know, put the peace sign up and things like that behind her.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.